Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome to this episode of Sunday Messages. Ooh, full house today. I'm so excited. Hello, everyone. All right. We'll just give this a minute. Take a few deep breaths. I'm going to open with the collective prayer as usual. Then I have one prayer request. I have a topic for you today that's been coming up a lot, and a little bit of housekeeping. Okay, so just go ahead, take a deep breath. Let me just tune in to what you all are needing in this moment. I'm in full agreement for everyone who's listening right now to loosen their grip. So to stay focused on the desire, on the outcome that you wish, to really, for your desires to be solidified, but for you to loosen your grip. The gripping and hinging your emotions on what you're perceiving in the moment is the very thing that I'm seeing a lot of people working through in this moment. So I'm in full agreement for you to recognize that you can have both. You can relax and, yes, everything is moving in your favor for you to know that that is the state that you want to remember yourself being in. And for you to also recognize that there's divine orchestration taking place, that sometimes things need to move around, pieces need to shift, and that God, universe, divine source sees things that you can't. So the deeper you are committed to your own desire, the more that you can trust the divine orchestration taking place. I'm in full agreement for you to know this in your bones, in every cell, every fiber of your being, and for you to trust your deeper knowing, for you to feel it, for it to feel good, and for you to completely trust it. Full agreement for that. Full agreement for it to feel easier than ever to do that. And full agreement for you to give yourself permission to put more of the analytical thinking on the back burner. Whether that's 1% or 30%, you know, it doesn't matter. It's just the improvement in releasing some of the hardship that comes along with having to carry the burden of fixing and solving and carrying the weight of the problem. And instead, for you to open yourself up to something bigger, doing the heavy lifting for you. Full agreement for well-being all around, full agreement for peace of mind, full agreement for solutions, full agreement for right moves, right places, right times. All right. So a little bit of housekeeping. For those who are interested in the next round of Apex, I have moved it up a month. So instead of it starting in May, I'm going to be running the next round in April, May, instead of May, June. So extended payment plans are going to be cut off in mid-January if you do want a longer payment plan. And I also have a Black Friday discount, like a significant discount, if you secure your spot this week. Black Friday is on Evergreen programs. So masterclasses are 50% off, and then regular DIY classes are 25% off. So I'll include the link to that below in the description box or show notes. It's a stupid sale. It's stupid. So definitely go check that out if you're interested in anything. It includes money magic. The only thing that is exempt that it doesn't include is slut magic and bundles, because bundles are already discounted. But that's what I have going on for Black Friday. That's going to be going on until next Wednesday. Or if you're listening to this on Sunday, on Wednesday is when the sale is up. All right. And then, of course, the nidery is open. And I want to remind you, the nidery is another one of those things that is just a super great way to work with me, because it's like a whole month in the nidery is less than one call with me. I don't offer single calls, but I just wanted to throw that out there, that it's a good way to work with me. Let me spend some time with you so you can implement some things. And it's a great option. Okay, let's move into prayer requests. I only have one. This is for Joanna. Hi, Sydney. I hope you're doing fantastic. Thank you. I hope you're doing fantastic too. I would love a little prayer for healing. I broke my toe 4 weeks ago. A kettlebell rolled off a workout bench onto the big toe, if you were curious. I would love for everything to heal correctly and have no issues with other parts of the injury. I want to attract the perfect doctor and for it all to be easy. This has actually been a situation that has allowed me to step more and more into receiving mode, so it has felt like a blessing in disguise this whole time. Thank you so much. Pro tip, injuries are not required for you to get good at receiving, but I totally understand that push that this created. All right, full agreement for healing, full agreement for this to feel natural, for you to have the right resources, practitioners, the right help just surrounding you and guiding you in this situation, full agreement for you to be well taken care of, and full agreement for rapid recovery. Yeah, and full agreement for you to trust your body that it knows what it's doing. That's the other piece that people forget with healing, is like, let your body be the intelligent organism that it is. Let it do what it knows how to do. So yes, supporting, getting the right support, but also trusting the intelligence of your body is going to be really helpful. Okay. Shifting into the topic, this has been coming up in so many discussions, and I've been seeing this theme in masterminds, with clients, in just general discussions. And so it is the idea of structure and flow in communication. So you can also think about it as masculine, feminine, right? Masculine is structure, feminine is flow. That's a very simple, basic way to define it, if you will. So one of the things that you want to keep in mind in communication, and I'm saying this because I've been seeing it a lot, is that when you are presenting either structure or flow, when you're leading with one, you're going to evoke the other from the other person. The other thing that you want to keep in mind is if you have two people that are in equal polarity on the same side. So if you did have two people who were in extreme feminine energy or extreme masculine energy, it's like trying to push magnets together. It just creates, it's really uncomfortable. You can imagine if two people are really fighting about things being done their way, like, no, do it like this, do it like that. That's the masculine energy. You get those magnets pushing against each other. So that doesn't work. The same thing goes if it's on the other side where everything is non-structured, then nothing gets done. And that's equally as maddening, because it's like, I don't know. Nobody's going to make a decision. La, 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 la. That's also maddening. So what I've been noticing is that there is this attunement that needs to happen when it comes to what is the communication or what is the relationship calling for in this moment. So for example, if you're dating and you want to evoke like masculine leadership from your partner, leading with masculine leadership isn't going to evoke that. More than likely, that's not how it's, you're going to end up evoking that flow state, which is not going to translate as well as you think it will. Like, this is just one of the examples that I see all the time, is like, you want to lead with masculine logistics and structure. It's probably not going to go well if that's what you're trying to evoke from someone. So just consider each situation is calling for something different. Every moment in communication is calling for something slightly different. And it's either, what does the moment call for, or what do I desire? Those are the two questions when it comes to communication and when it comes to relationships that you want to consider. So the other thing, I find that it's very easy for me to communicate with a lot of structure. I don't always want to do that. It's not always the right moment to do that. But I've also found that people consider speaking with a lot of structure or having ease in communicating with that masculine energy, people interpret that as being mean a lot of the time. But the interesting thing that I've found is that communicating with providing structure adds relief, right? If you have people who are not making a decision, it's la 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 la. It's completely disorganized. That's at least how it feels energetically. That la 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 noise that I make, that's like nothing's getting done. And so being able to chime in with boundaries, people have a hard time with it because it's, what if this isn't received well? But at the same time, if you have someone who is able to cut in and say this or that, here is the time frame that I'm giving you. Do you want to make a decision, or do you want me to make a decision? Being able to add that is like a breath of fresh air a lot of the time. And again, your responsibility is to be sensitive to the moment. And that is a skill. That's not something that there's going to be a formula for so much. You just have to be sensitive to, what does the moment call for? What is desired here? What do I desire? Because if you're really craving structure and it's not coming up in the conversation, then leading with boundaries is like, phew, thank God there's a container. You've set a container in the communication space where now the flow makes sense. Now you can steer the flow in a better direction rather than it just being nebulous, because that gets exhausting like anything else. And on the other hand, it can also be really helpful to just allow someone else to add the structure. That can feel like relief. And the reason why I'm bringing this up is I've seen a lot of friction come up in communication spaces lately, and it goes back to what is needed in this moment. If you're feeling irritation or frustration, ask yourself, is structure needed, or is it important for me to just lean back and allow myself to be held and just express desire? Right? So it all depends, but looking at the polarity can be really helpful in communication. And that's just something that's been very alive for people these days. So I wanted to bring that here. Is there any, if you're here, you can ask a question if you have any. Otherwise, I'm just going to tune in for a second and see if there's anything else I want to add to this. The other piece would just be, trust yourself to either develop the skill, or that either way you're leaning is going to provide relief. So again, relief is kind of the tone that I've noticed people have been wanting. is like, there's this thing and I want to experience relief. And that's kind of the goal. You'll know that the polarity has kind of come into this nice harmony when you're feeling that, okay, I can relax into this. So anyway, that's it. Trust yourself to practice, trust yourself to tune in, trust yourself to do it well. Even if you're just starting, like, no, my desire is to do this well, or my desire is to attune to what is best in this communication. My desire is for my intentions to remain pure in this conversation and for things to go well. So you can intend a lot of things and it can really serve you if you just have a correct intention, a willingness to learn, a willingness to do whatever, do it right, do it well, do it whatever. You get the idea. So with that, let's pull some tarot for the week. Eight of coins. We'll see what this has to do with. Three of coins. This will be the last card is going to be the clarifier of what's up with this. We get it. Moving things around, applying yourself, doing the work. What is it though? Ace of cups. This to me looks like the work is being done around the emotional body, around either expression or interpretation. So for some of you, it's going to be doing the work around how you are expressing, because that, once again, all of this is just skill. But the other thing will be doing the work around how am I perceiving this? How am I interpreting this? What is the filter in which I'm receiving this situation or information? And I mean, that's always where the work really is when we think about it, particularly if you're in this highly emotional or reactive space, the work is interpretation. The work is how much of this is being made up. Most of the time it's a very high percentage of it is being made up. So you want to make sure that you're tuning into how am I interpreting this? How am I feeling about this? How am I receiving this? How am I talking to myself about this? This looks like a very intense emotional work, not intense as in heightened negative emotion. It's just that there's going to be a spotlight on your emotional body this week, and it's going to be calling your attention. I don't think that this is one of those weeks where you can like slack off or get away with letting your emotions run you, if that makes sense. Like the storytelling or the interpretations that are really not serving you are really going to stand out this week. And your responsibility is to correct them. All of this is reflective. All of this is interpretational in large part. And all of this is creative. So you just want to make sure that you have a good handle on making things work for you to the best of your ability. And also taking whatever it is that is outside of your control or things that you're not a fan of or whatever, that is just helping you to refine things. So this is not about making yourself how do I put this? It's not about making yourself put lipstick on a pig. That's not the point. It's just getting into the habit of letting things serve you, good and bad. If you're able to take that approach, it's also going to provide a lot of relief. It's going to provide a lot of clarity. You're going to move through things a lot faster, and you're going to use things to your advantage. So that's going to be really helpful. And that is the work, always. Because we have two work cards, and then we have the emotional body popping up. And so if you can see, if you can zoom out a bit and give yourself the opportunity to hold a perspective that can encapsulate the full human experience and at the end of the day, still allow yourself to be served. Well, now you're really in a good position, whatever it is that's going on in your life. So, of course, that is in certain cases a difficult point to reach if things are really intense in your world right now, but it is advantageous to you to get into the habit of letting life serve you, letting it inform you, letting it guide you, letting it be a playground rather than creating mountains out of molehills, because that would be the inverse. If you're practicing the inverse of this, then it can move in the, I'm losing my words today. I'm not finding my words right now. It can just be something where if you are practicing, instead of letting things serve you, in the habit of things are always harming me, that is not the filter that you want to be working with. So consider it. This is where people get really caught up. We all know how I feel about bypassing. I did a whole episode on that. But it's like, you've got to trend one way or another. So what's it going to be? Is it going to be in the direction of I'm going to let these things serve me? Or is it everything is going to be harmful? So you do want to lean in the direction that you choose. You can choose whatever you want. My recommendation is that you let things serve you, though. So that is what we have going on this week. We're going to wrap up here. Black Friday, all the goods, Apex, all the things will be in the description box, show notes. I hope you all have a fantastic week. I appreciate you all for being here, and I am so looking forward to our call next week. Have a good one, everybody. I will talk to you later.